Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Boom, boom, chicka boom, boom.
Here it is.
Here we go.
Tuesday. Man. Oh boy, you know the season's in full, in full swing. I don't even know what day it is, folks. That is back to normal.
Yes.
Kind of sad to see the 5-0 and the golden balloons and the. But yeah, we're back to the original logo, one of the best in the business. This is the Doodoo and Foo Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Doodoo Savage.
I'm Michael James Christofoli Foo.
The Doodoo and Foo Show. Show number 51.
51.
So we had quite a few 50s last week. That was kind of fun. We had Showtime Steve. I was telling you off air, I got to get this thing loaded up. Yeah. Sometimes it's a little skippy and jumpy and got to work the old video editing magic, but we'll get that one up. But you'll see that one before you ever watch this one. 51, I got two I can think
okay.
of.
Okay.
I'm sure there's more.
I came up with three.
Okay.
I got a feeling you and I have one of them.
Okay.
My dad came up with one that I didn't come up with.
Ooh.
And he came up with one that I did come up with.
Well, I got a Major League Baseball and a pro football.
Oh, right when you said baseball, I think I know where you're going with it. I forgot who.
Ichiro.
Oh, Ichiro. Yeah, I wasn't even thinking that.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, well, was Ichiro. When you said baseball,
listen,
was the.
I could be wrong. After last week, who knows? I'm just throwing out names. Roger Clemens.
Was the big unit 51? I don't know.
Yeah, Randy Johnson.
And when
51.
You said baseball, that clicked to my head right there.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Ichiro was 51.
Ichiro was 51. You're right. He might have been 51. You're right.
Oh, now we got to look it up. See? And then football, we probably got the same one.
I'm guessing.
Butkus.
Butkus, yeah, right. Dad had Butkus, too.
Oh, okay. All
right. Right. Yeah. Dad had, and this is going back, a guy named Jim Ringo was a
Jim
Hall
Ringo.
Of Fame, Hall of Fame center for the Packers.
Wow.
I think I might even have a card of him, but I'm vaguely
really?
With him.
Mm.
Abdul Carter, the Giants drafted him this year.
Oh, okay, he's 51 this year.
Yeah, out of Penn State. He's playing.
Okay,
yeah. He was the third pick of the draft.
I could be wrong about Ichiro.
Look it up right now.
Let's look it up. Here we go.
Who's the other one that you had?
Yeah, it was Ichiro and Butkus. Those are the two that I had. And Butkus comes right to mind.
Comes right.
You can
that
even
was
picture him.
That was the first one that came, I think, to all of our minds.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Fab Mello played for the Qs, played for the Celtics. Was he 51, right? I think
Fab
he was 51.
Mello. Was he was Puerto Rican from Puerto Rico?
I think no, he was
Fab Mello.
He was South American of some. He was Peruvian or Argentinian or something, Brazilian or something.
Really?
Yeah. I think he was South American.
Yeah,
he
got some good size, right? 6'11", 7 foot? Somewhere
I think it was like 7 foot. Yeah,
7 foot.
Yeah,
yeah. He did play for the Celts. Let's look it up. Here we go. Ichiro. The answer is
51.
51.
You're right.
Yeah.
Good,
see, that's
good,
funny.
I thought of him
before Randy Johnson.
Now I got reservations about Randy Johnson.
We're gonna make sure we got all of our bases covered before we move on here.
Randy Johnson. Let me see.
Randy's definitely 51.
He was 51, right?
100%.
Yeah, he was 51. There
I just didn't. I didn't think of.
I didn't think about him until you said baseball.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Randy Johnson. The big unit. He was something else. He's been pretty active recently on social media, which is kind of cool.
Okay.
He's been doing some. I don't know if it was TikToks or Instagram, but he's been doing some stuff recently. There's a trend going on. You'll get a kick out of it if you see it. It's daughters of former pro athletes like Randy Johnson. They did one to Randy Johnson. It's hilarious. He's out to dinner and she's recording him and he doesn't know it. And she's like, "Dad." He's like, "Yeah." She's like, "Do you ever wish you were more athletic?" And he's like, "I mean, I'm a Hall of Fame. I'm one of the best there." But they were asking people like, I'm trying to think who else they did it to. Like just really, Jorge Posada.
Okay.
His daughter did it.
Yeah.
"Dad, do you wish you were more athletic?" He's like, "I mean, I got a couple rings." He's the catcher, right? For the Yankees, for the Jorge Posada.
Yeah.
It's just funny. They're going back and asking these Hall of Famers, "You wish you were more athletic?" It's a joke to see if they're, they go, "What are you talking about?
Where did that come from?" Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's a trend going on right now. But yeah, show 51.
Yep.
Man, we're half a century.
Yeah, half a century. It's
crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Good stuff. This one snuck up on me. I was telling you off air, man.
Yeah.
I knew about it. I told Julie last night. It's going to be a late night. I got work all day, practice, class, podcast, soccer game, and then finishing up practice. I'm like, trying to figure out what I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
I was sitting there, and then I saw your text. I'm like, podcast.
Podcast. There we go.
Get some stuff down. But here we are.
Yeah.
I had some food. What'd you bring us as I burp it up?
A place called Pollo Campero.
Pollo Campero.
We had some chicken. Looked like the pinto beans, little rice with peas and carrots in it.
Yep.
The yuca fries, as you and I thought. Yuca.
Let us know, folks. Is it yuca?
Or yucca.
Or yucca.
Yeah.
I feel like whenever I hear Yucca Mountain, it's not Yucca Mountain, it's Yucca.
Yucca Mountain. Well, maybe,
but it could, we just could be saying it wrong, all these.
Different spelling, I guess.
Nevada.
Don't say Nevada.
Don't say that.
Don't say Nevada.
None of these parts.
And a little tortilla and a roll, but it was all right. It was good. The chicken, like you said earlier, the chicken saved it.
Chicken was nice. Chicken was well seasoned. It was cooked well. A little juicy, crispy skin. The chicken was good. The yuca fries, I'm going to pass.
Yeah, it was bland, right? Probably very had to put bland. Something on them.
Yeah, and rice.
That was bland too. Yeah, so
it's not at the bottom of the list, but it's definitely not at the top.
Yeah,
but that's why we do this, right? You got to try different places. Try
it. Never been there before. Yeah. Never had it.
I think that's that's one of the funner parts of this whole thing is trying foods we've never had. Some days we're in a pinch and we just got to hurry up and get a. You got to scoop up a Jimmy John's or a,
Yeah, like the Subway's right down the street.
Yeah, so Panda, we've done a couple times. We've had Panda. I think Panda was our second or third meal, Panda.
We just had that, didn't we?
Yeah, we just had it again. Yeah, I had Trent there.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. Probably wouldn't go back. If I'm getting chicken, I'll probably get it from somewhere else. Yeah, I was having a conversation with somebody here at the school. In case a certain somebody's listening, I can't give any information away, but they had brought up Zaxby's, and they were like, "Coach, you ever had Zaxby's?" And I'm like, "Ugh." I said, "Yeah, not a good first one." I said, "We do a podcast, we eat food. My buddy brought it. A little better, but it's just not my gig."
Yeah.
But it was funny. You don't hear people around Vegas talk about, "Hey, you ever had Zaxby's?"
Yeah, I'm Zaxby's. Like, I know. You're
right. It
was right.
Okay. It was all right. I don't know. Chicken is... believe it or not, I'm a KFC guy. I don't know if people are or not. KFC doesn't screw it up. KFC's, their mashed potato and gravy is on point. Their coleslaw is the best in the business, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Their chicken is always really good to me. They have their chicken bowls. I love mashed potato gravy, all that stuff. But no, that was okay. That was okay. I don't know that they're going to get a second shot at it, but from there. And there's the big dog, Trent.
There he is.
Oh, hey. He's out there doing the soccer match final. Was it 6-0? 8-0. Women's soccer took the bump against Arizona Western. Men's big matchup. I know last year we shocked the world. We beat Arizona Western here. I think they were ranked like 2 or 3 in the country, and we beat them. So we're hoping for... We're hoping for lightning to strike twice.
Yeah, that would be nice.
And I was telling you off the air, I was just talking to our program manager in charge, Nick Aretano. So they have 31 players in their roster, only one from the mainland United States.
Yeah.
Everybody, they got 2 from Hawaii, and everybody else is international. It's amazing.
That goes back to the recruiting. advantage or disadvantage, however you want to look at it, whichever perspective you're looking at it from when you with CSN involved, right? Because they can, other schools can recruit whoever they want to go out and recruit at.
Yeah, they can offer them. They can offer them, not speaking specifically about Arizona Western here, but they can offer dorms and tuition and stipends and all the things. And, you know, I've kind of laid off that a little bit. It would be nice to have the ability to get more out-of-state kids by having housing or by having, you know, by having scholarships. But I've kind of laid off that just because, number one, I don't think it's going to happen this year or next year, anything major as far as change. We do have a new president here, and Dr. Klipp, and one of his things at Mojave College before he came here is he got housing over there. So I think it's something that might happen down the road, but I'm not going to dictate how I do things waiting on scholarships. I mean, we play teams that have scholarships, and that is what it is. And we've been able to compete, and hopefully we'll keep it up this year.
Good.
Speaking of women's basketball, made our goal. We have a $10,000 fundraising goal. Thanks to everybody out there who chipped in. It was a total team effort. Every kid got donations. Coach Bird stepped in, first year coach, got a nice bunch of donations. And my people just came through like crazy. I mean, we got my folks put in 40% of the 10 grand. So we raised a good $4,000 myself. And just fantastic group. My old, you know, Paulie was here last year. He donated again. My boy Bubba donated. Brian Whitman from my 1989 team. Dennis Ford from my 1989.
That's awesome.
And it's funny. They said, hey, Brian Whitman said, hey, love to donate. Can't wait to see the team play this year. Just, I want to see more 33. He says red 33.
Yeah.
The defenses we played in 1989, we're still doing here.
It still
CSN.
Works. Still works.
What do you got?
Well, I was going to say before we get started, I want to give a shout out to Cody. You know, I've mentioned Cody before, a buddy of mine.
Yep.
Got me this shirt.
This team has heart.
This team has heart. I wore it last year on an episode that we didn't get the video to.
Well, now we're going to get this one.
The Mets shirt pertains to last year's team, not this year's team. That's for sure. You know what I mean? So shout out to Cody. Thank you again.
Yes, Cody.
Thank you, buddy.
That's awesome.
But, so then here we are.
Here we are.
Baseball season's coming to an end, last week of the season.
It's a funny time of year because you got football cranking up. You got WNBA playoffs. You got baseball, basketball training camp starting a couple weeks. Like, NHL starts before basketball, I believe, just by a couple weeks, maybe a month, or something like that. So it's, it's an interesting time. And, baseball, again, I got to take a flyer. I just don't watch much. Follow much.
Long season.
Of course, the Red Sox went on like a 10-game winning streak, and I was interested, but I never watched a game. It's just rooting for the hometown, and You see the Giants gonna bench Russell Wilson? What do you think of that?
As a Giants fan,
here we go. This is a take, hot take right here.
Let's put it this way: only five teams have made the playoffs after starting 0-3, they're not going to be 6.
Right.
There's just not enough there. The offensive line, forget about it. I'm afraid they're throwing this kid in a little too early. But there's a reason why they moved him up to number 2 before the season started, and this is it right here.
Yeah.
He's your go-to guy. I think Dable's desperate. He knows his job's on the line. So they make him number 2 and are going to throw in the quarterback that they drafted to save the season and to save him and Joe Shane, the general manager's job.
I don't think it's going to happen.
No, I don't think so either. I would have maybe started this kid next week against the Saints. I know it's on the road, but the Saints aren't that good. You're playing this kid against Harbaugh and the Chargers. You don't think Harbaugh's going to have something for this kid?
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? But I guess, you know what? One way to find out, get the experience.
Yeah, throw him in the fire.
Into the fire.
The first game, I thought Wilson played pretty good. They didn't pull it out. Was it the first game?
Yeah, they did.
Pretty tough, didn't he?
He played all right, I guess.
Was it the second game?
The second game against the Cowboys, he lit it up, but they still lost it in overtime. Apparently last week was horrific. And now this week, a lot of it's play calling too, Dan. You got to put your team in position to succeed, and a lot of these coaches don't do it anymore.
You always attack the coach and the quarterback first. I mean, he's always the first to get the brunt, but they're also the first to get the shine, at least the quarterback.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
But if you don't have an O-line blocking for you, you don't have a run game, you don't have play calling. I'm not saying those things are happening with him, but in general, any one of those things could hurt. You could have the best play call and really good wide receivers and a terrible offensive line. None of that stuff matters if you got a terrible offensive line. So I did watch the Cowboys game, and he was dropping dimes and buckets. Yeah. I mean, he looked so good.
Yeah.
I was like, man, and Cowboys just, you know, lick for lick, just beat him. I saw the coach's interview this morning. They were asking him, you know, you're going to make changes? And he's like, we're going to look at everything. You know,
that's Dable for you. Yeah, he doesn't come out really say anything. He said it last night, too, and after the game and –
yeah.
You know, and again, going back to the coach's decisions, that Cowboy game they should have won. They should have never went to overtime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he elected to go for it on fourth down and fourth and three from the 10 of the Cowboys 10 instead of kicking a field goal to go up six. But that's what these coaches do now. Football's totally different.
Yeah,
it's totally different.
Yeah, the book has changed.
It's analytics,
yeah,
too.
It's analytics. And
which is sad, but
you take the 3 points. Old school football and NFL. That's not even a question. No. I mean, I know back then they didn't go for it on fourth much, and you know, now with the brotherly shove and all the little things, but 3 yards?
Fourth down. And because analytics says you should get this many yards, but listen, they don't take in the human aspect of it.
Of course.
You know what I mean? They don't take into consideration who their team is and their quarterback is and the defense. They all think they got Dan Marino or Tom Brady back there going against Bonanza High School's defense. And we can say Bonanza because went there. Right? You know what I mean? But they don't take into the human aspect 100%. Of it. Because analytics is numbers, and it says you should get this many yards.
Yeah.
Forget about it. You know what I mean?
Nah,
and to me, analytics has ruined sports.
Yeah.
And football's one of the sports.
And baseball's
part
too,
of it.
Man.
Baseball's there with the pitch count and the pitchers and this and that.
Basketball, it just has. They're sitting there, minute restrictions and sitting games back-to-back. And
shooting threes because three's more than two. And the NBA, they don't kill the clock in the NBA.
No.
You know, the Knicks proved that in the playoffs. That game that they blew against the Pacers, they were still up and down the court. Pull the ball back out, get fouled, and go to the line, but they're still hoisting threes, and it's crazy.
It is tough to watch pro sports right now. I would say, to be honest with you, right now, my pecking order of a sport to choose to watch is definitely NFL. For me, is number one. And I know we talked about this the other day. You're kind of turned off a little bit by NFL right now, but I really can't watch NBA. I can't.
No,
I just can't. And baseball, I just don't. It's a lot, like you said, it's a long season. It's a long game.
Long season.
It's, man, if there's a team that was loaded like the Atlanta Braves back in the day with Maddox and those guys, or even the Red Sox or the Yankees, but I can't sit and watch a NFL might be my pick. And you know, it's funny. You know who watched 2 or 3 games this past Sunday? Julie.
Julie, hey, well, that's...
She was like, I'm sitting here working, putting up sheetrock in the kitchen. I'm like, I should be watching that football. What's going on over here? But she had a blast. She watched all three games.
Good. Yeah, I can't watch the NFL. I watch it at work. I got all the TVs on because that's what people are coming
default,
in for.
Yeah.
So I got it on.
Yeah.
Dan, I'll be honest. I didn't watch one play of the Chiefs-Giants game. Watch the highlights or the lowlights. Mm. I can't sit and watch a football game.
What do you think of Scataboo?
Scataboo's an animal. I love him. He's a beast. Love him.
Reminds me of Mike Allstott.
Yeah,
small
absolutely.
Mike Allstott.
I like Scataboo, sure.
Scataboo's
I got to hope he lasts in the NFL playing the way he plays.
Name
but
to say, too.
Oh, yeah, Scataboo.
Scataboo.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a character.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a decent pro. I think he's got a nice, bright future. Yeah. This is his second year, first year?
First year. He's a rookie.
He's a rookie?
Yep.
Yeah, no, he's fun to watch.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you see it now? Micah Parsons is going back and playing the Cowboys this week.
Yeah.
And they asked him what it's going to feel like. Are you going to try to sack Dak Prescott? He said, it's going to be painful for Dak. He said, it's going to be painful.
They better double team Parsons.
Oh, they double team. They might want to drop a whole new defensive scheme for him.
Yeah.
A defense on offense.
Yeah.
Because he's coming for Dak's neck. And you just wonder, you know, we talked about clubhouses and yeah. the testosterone in these sports. And he left and now he's like, I want to hurt him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And if there's one guy who can do it, golly, it might be Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be interesting. I watched Brett and I were talking, our trainer here. Well, Brett on the show.
Yep.
Big fan of the show, yep. A friend of the show. we were talking about the Detroit Baltimore game last night. And I only tuned in for about like a quarter and a half. I watched like the third and half of the fourth, a little bit more than half of the fourth.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big fan of Lamar Jackson. I like watching him play. Detroit shut him down I was watching. All I know they scored some touchdowns early. He couldn't run. He was running backwards. Detroit was all over him. It was. I actually texted Brett. I'm like, this defense is crazy. And it was close game. It ended up being 8, I think. But the Ravens are in trouble.
Are they? Okay.
What are they, 1-3 or 0-3?
Nah, they won week 2, didn't they, I thought? Like I said, I didn't watch the Bills game. I didn't watch yesterday's game. But I thought week 2, when I was watching it at work, I thought they won it.
Yeah. How many have they played? 3?
Yeah, 3.
So they're 1-2?
I think they're 1-2, yeah.
Yeesh, that's not a... It's not an ideal start.
Double check that, but yeah.
Yeah, they Lamar was struggling. And like I said, he could have done better in the beginning of the game because they did put up some points early. Now, wait a minute. Talking about clubhouse and culture and all those things, you visited a restaurant last week. Was it Sunday night? Did we already talk about the karaoke?
Oh, yeah. We why did I forget the name of the? Where were we?
We were at a restaurant.
What you texted to me? Why did I forget the name of that? Boy, that's what happens, Dan.
So it's my. I know. Look at us. We can't. I don't even know what day it is. Forget about where I ate 2 Sundays ago.
Mountain West Eatery.
The Mountain West Eatery. It was on Blue Diamond.
Blue Diamond, Decatur. Yep.
Great spot. Good food.
Yeah.
What did you have?
I had a.
It was gone by the time I turned around.
What did I have? Because I can only eat certain things
was
right now.
Was it a waffle? And
it was it was a breakfast. It was a breakfast. It had the toast and it was a breakfast, original breakfast.
Yeah, I saw the lady put the food down. Yeah. I watched one song on karaoke. I looked back and Mike's going.
Yeah, it was
done.
It was French toast, is what it was. It was French toast. Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty good. Good food, and then we did some karaoke and. Those girls had me up there doing songs. I never in a million years would have thought I was done. I got Suki Bradley, our point guard, our freshman point guard, has me up there singing this thing called K-Pop Demon Hunters.
It must have been before I got there.
It was before you got there.
I know I missed a
but
couple songs.
But there is video evidence of it. It's like a, it's like an anime, Netflix, like pop music, like high-pitched girl singing. And I'm up there, we're going up.
I missed that.
Oh yeah, they had me going, and then we finished it up with "This Is How We Do It," Montel Jordan.
That
was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good.
The whole team
was
got
great.
Up. And of course, Trent got up and did. He did like 6-7 songs.
Trent was doing it. Trent was like in on every song. It seemed like
he was. He was doing country. He was doing Rod Wave. He was.
Yeah.
He did some Slick Rick with me. We did a children's story. Slick Rick. We did Grandmaster Flash. We pulled out all the stuff.
You know, that's what we got to do next time. Is I know Showtime was there too, and you know, maybe one of these times we'll get one of those old school hip hop songs that we grew up on,
and
like how Run DMC follows up each other. Maybe we'll pick out a Run DMC song and we'll figure that out one of these, one of these days.
That's
a
good plan. I like that. Yeah, it was a fun night. It was a good team building. Shout out to Mona Doyle. It was her cousin, I think, owns the Mountain West Eatery. So. Good time, and her son did the karaoke.
Yeah.
He did a fantastic job. So I think they do every Friday night as their karaoke. They have a little stage and have all the songs you could imagine. It would be great if we get some folks to support them.
It was a great place. Food was great, man. Yeah.
Food was good. Yeah. Trent had a chicken sandwich. He, same as you, man. I turn around. He's like, this is good. I turn around again. It was gone.
Yeah.
But yeah, good time. Another good group. they're saying and doing all the right things right now. And, you know, it's early in the season, but got some really good, dedicated kids that want the best for themselves, for their teammates, for the school. And that's always good. That culture aspect of it is really good. And, you know, practices, not practices, we're in classes. We're practices start, official practice starts a week from tomorrow.
Okay.
So we get, you know, right now we're in basketball class and strength and conditioning, and we get to transition a week from tomorrow into practice. Like, we talking about practice, right? So I know they're excited. I'm excited. Had a volleyball game here. I was telling you off air. We did played Yavapai, Yavapai College down from Prescott. They came up. Their coach, I don't know if you remember this story. She, I believe, I could be wrong with the school name, so I apologize in advance. I believe it was Jackson State.
Okay.
I believe. It was an HBCU down south in Division I. And this coach, who now is at Yavapai, was the head coach at that school. And in the middle of the season, she kicked the whole team off the team.
Done. Gone.
Done. No more games. We're done. They don't want it. They're not trying. Whatever her story was, effort, energy, I don't know what it was. I can't remember, but it was national news. Kicked the whole team off.
Curtains like that, the horn.
Curtains.
Gone.
You're out. And it was national news, and now she was at Yavapai last year. Super nice person. I greet her here because I'm one of the people that helps kind of with game day stuff. And it was a really good match. Our girls played tough. We came up in the short end. Very competitive. But the story that I was going to tell you is our announcer, James Hernandez, was out of town or something going on that weekend. So we had nobody to announce. And Drew had kind of made a joke of it when Trent and I first came in. And then with about 3 minutes left on the clock before the start of the match, he's like, "Coach, you know volleyball. You want to jump on the mic, throw the headset on, and call the game?" I was like, "Oh, man, if I had known earlier today, I would have learned the names."
Yeah.
And it just kind of caught me off guard. So I was like, I walk up here, hear the Star Spangled Banner. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go do it.
Yeah.
So I go down there as the first matches start. I said, "Give me the roster." He gives me the roster. I put the headphones in. It's a mixing board almost like this. I'm putting blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, got my headphones on. I'm like, "Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Coyote Athletic Center. This is Dan Savage coming to you. I'm trying to replace the unreplaceable James Hernandez, the voice of the Coyotes. He's, out of town this week, but, you know, I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. We got a wonderful matchup today of volleyball. I'm so excited. I'm one of the women's basketball coach here, and I'm going in my whole spiel, blah, 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 going and going and going. And here we go, folks. First serve, blah, 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 point, TSN, Tia, this, and talking about that and talking about the play." And Trent's sitting next to me, and he has his phone. He's like, "Dude, you're not on." So I go about 7 minutes of I'm like Johnny Most. I was all excited, and I'm holding the headphone. I'm excited to do it, but nervous. And I'm never nervous, but Purvis.
we forgot that one last week.
Purvis Ellison.
Yep.
Oh, is he 50?
No. The nickname. Remember we did nicknames. Yeah.
I was like, if he's 50,
maybe he is too. I don't know.
Who knows? So anyway, Trent, I tried to fix it. It just wasn't set up, so I didn't end up doing it, but I gave it a try.
Yeah.
So, ladies volleyball team, I apologize. Tried my best. But again, I think that's the universe saying you can't replace James.
No.
He's one of the best.
He's good. He's great at what he does.
Going right now. But I told him the story today, and he was cracking up laughing. He's like, "Dude, you ever want to come on and be, you know, do play by play with me? I'll do the play by play. Like, you know, a play by play and a color guy is, yeah, I'll do that." So I don't know. We'll see. It would be good for me to learn just in case he can't make a match or a game. And if I'm available, I have no problem speaking into him.
Get him on as a guest here too.
Oh, he's chomping at the bit.
Okay, good.
He can't wait. And he's got a pretty cool story, you know. He's,
I'm sure.
His sports background with starting with Max Preps way back and before they blew up into this big sports conglomerate. He's got a pretty cool story. Good. And of course, he'd love to be on because he has his haunt. He does one of the biggest haunts in Vegas. He turns his house into a private haunt.
Okay.
And it's covered by the news and it's...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's a huge deal. We go every year. I couldn't make it last year, but we usually send out the whole team. And
nice.
Yeah, he does good. Well, we definitely got to get James on
here. Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's get something cooking here. I don't know.
What do we got?
Let's see. Well, first of all,
yes.
Before we get into any games and fun stuff,
yep.
NBA Hall of Fame was about a month ago, right?
Yeah.
And Carmelo got in and a couple other guys. How do you feel about all the members of the Redeem team getting in? Did you know they did that?
I didn't see that. No.
So, all right, let me name some people
who now have
a jacket.
On that team. Ready?
Tayshaun Prince.
No.
Michael Redd.
Well, let me ask you this real quick. Did he go in as a team or individuals?
It went in as a team.
Okay.
But it's the Redeem team.
Yeah. Michael Redd. Who's the second one you were going to say?
Michael Redd. Tayshaun Prince.
Yeah.
Carlos Boozer. D'Angelo Russell. Darren Williams,
I think, or Deron.
Yeah. I mean, what are we doing? These guys are standing up there on the stage with Carmel. Dwight Howard, iffy. Dwight, they're giving speeches with their jacket on.
Why did they go in as a team? Why is that team in?
I mean, of course, they had LeBron, they had Kobe, Chris Bosh, Carmelo, Chris Paul. That rounds out the roster.
Well,
you look at the picture on the stage, and I'm like, listen, no, I don't know the guy from a hole in the wall, and I like Tayshaun Prince, but Michael, D'Angelo Russell?
Well, they went in as a team.
They did, but they were up there up there with the jackets on.
I know basketball does. It's the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame, not necessarily the NBA Hall of Fame, but.
Oh, for sure.
Right, is what they do. That's why the college guys get in, and college coaches.
But the Redeem team?
What year was that team? Do we remember? Boy.
Was that 2008?
No. Yeah, see, I was almost going to say four. I can't remember the Redeem team. I got to look that up. But I don't know.
I saw some of the. I'm looking at it. I'm going, Tayshaun Prince made the Hall of Fame?
No, yeah. It's
and then
gotta,
I was like, that's Michael Redd. What is going on over here?
That's got to be because of the team itself, obviously. Redeem team.
But isn't the Redeem team supposed to win?
You were right, Dan. 2008 United States Men's Olympic basketball team, the Redeem team. They had a documentary in 2022 about it.
I don't know.
What you hope doesn't happen with these sports is you hope the Hall of Fame doesn't get watered down in these sports.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. And I know some sports it's tougher to get in.
Yeah.
In some sports, you're putting in D'Angelo Russell and, you know, Michael Redd. They're not terrible. Don't get me wrong.
But
they have a jacket and a ring.
Well, they got it as a team. Now, if these guys get in individuals, then we have a problem. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Listening to Dwight Howard give his speech, I'm like, what are you doing? And Dwight Howard's very, he had a heck of a career. He really did. I think people, you know, his personality got kind of wonky at the end, but
yeah,
I don't know. What are we going to do? All right, ready?
Yep.
By popularity, I'm going to see if you can name the top 10 soda pops, Coke, whatever you want to call them. Soda pop. I don't know. What do you call them?
Soda.
Yeah, that's what we call it back.
We call it pop back east, right?
Well, we call it soda. In Massachusetts, we call it soda. Yeah. You call it pop back east?
I think we call it pop back east. Soda pop, right.
So we got the top 10. Let's see if you can name them in popularity.
In popularity. Top 10 sodas. Okay.
Number one's easy.
You got to have Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola's number one.
Well, Pepsi's got to be there, too.
Pepsi's
right?
number three.
Number three, yeah. Sprite.
Is number four.
7-Up.
7-Up is not in the
list. Not in the top 10, so they do.
I think years ago it was.
It was, yeah.
I think years ago 7-Up was actually way higher than Sprite. Yeah. Sprite kind of just took it over.
You know what I keep hear at the bar if we have? What? Squirt.
Oh, I love Squirt.
I don't. Did Squirt make the top 10? Has that raised its popularity? No, I'm hearing a lot more. Do you have Squirt? Do you have Squirt?
They have it. Mellow Yellow Squirt. They have
Mellow Yellow.
Mellow Yellow. They have it. At what's the name of that place? Culver's, the place you haven't been yet.
Yeah,
they have Mellow Yellow in their machine. Squirt. They have it. Smith's at Kroger's. They sell Squirt, and I'm like, look at that. That's like, that's a throwback. But nope. They didn't
no
make it.
Squirt, root beer.
So,
Barks. Do I? You want me to come up with a brand name?
No. Root beer's not on it.
Root beer's not on it. Dr. Pepper
is number two.
That's what I've been hearing a lot more. Do you have Dr. Pepper also?
Dr. Pepper overtook Pepsi in popularity and sales popularity. That's crazy.
Wow, yeah. Marty loves. I remember growing up. Marty loves Dr. Pepper. He always drinks Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, we had. We didn't have Dr. Pepper at our house much. We had a lot of 7-Up and a lot of Coke as a kid. 7-Up, Coke, a lot of glass bottles.
Yeah.
And Dr. Pepper, when we went to my mom's side, lived in Middleborough, which is like cow farming country, and they have a 4-H fair every year.
Yeah.
Auction, fair, dinners. And they had Dr. Pepper. And it was like, I had to have, I wanted to just put my mouth under the nozzle because we didn't have Dr. Pepper a lot. So when we had the 4-H fair, I'm like, my parents had to tell me stop. Like I wanted an IV of Dr. Pepper.
He loved the Dr. Pepper too. That was his
Brooklyn
soda.
Loves Dr. Pepper too. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew 6.
6, yeah.
Mountain Dew's pretty popular.
Because it gives you that jolt, that's why.
Who is it? Somebody in the athletic department used to drink a big gulp. They said 2 to 3 times a day of Mountain Dew. Just keep refilling.
Oh, that's so much.
So much.
That's
sugar.
Too much. Yep.
You still got a couple more Cokes and a Pepsi in here.
Ginger ale?
Ginger ale's 10.
Ginger ale is on there. Okay.
Yeah.
They overtook 7. Well, I don't know if they had to have overtaken 7 up. Wow.
Ginger ale is, that's pretty solid drink in our household. We don't drink a lot of soda at all.
Yeah.
But if somebody's sick or feeling under the weather, it's definitely Julie's. Oh, I don't know if it's an old wives' tale, is the bubbles and blah, blah, blah.
Good for the guts, I guess.
Something like that. Yeah. So you got, remember, you can use diet. So I'm giving you a hint here.
Oh, I can use diet.
Yeah.
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke is 5.
Yeah, that's dad right there. Dad's Diet Coke. He loves Diet Coke. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got another diet.
Diet Pepsi.
Boom. 8.
How many left?
Got 2 left. One of them is not a flavor, though. It's kind of weird that they put number 9. I get it, but number 7 is another Coke.
Coke Zero?
Yep.
Yeah, I've a lot of people from overseas. I get people from the UK that come in and ask for Coke Zero. Especially this weekend. I had it all weekend.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on with the Coke Zero?
Coke Zero,
they kept asking for it, yeah.
Yeah, it got super popular, you know, just the supposed, you know, no calories, no sugar,
all right.
This. But they're filling it with something to make it taste like that, you know, either the, what is that thing that they put in the, to sweetener?
Aspartame.
Aspartame. It's dangerous, man.
Yeah.
One left. You got number 9 left. It's kind of an odd one. See if you can get it. Begins with an F.
Fanta.
There you go. But Fanta's root beer, grape, orange.
I
think of orange Fanta.
I do.
But it's grape Fanta.
You're right.
They have different. They have pineapple Fanta.
Dude, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, pineapple Fanta.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. There you go. There's your top 10. Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper overtook Pepsi at 2. Pepsi, Sprite, Diet Coke, Mountain Dew, Coke Zero, Diet Pepsi, Fanta, and Canada Dry. Yeah. No 7-Up. No Squirt.
Wow, it is. Interesting. Okay.
How about that?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the mascot challenge. We kind of did this the other day.
Okay.
We're going to see who can stump who. So we're going to go back and forth. You start. You name a school. I have to give the mascot. But you got to know the answer.
Yeah.
And then I get it. We go over to me.
Okay.
Off the cuff. I got nothing here. I got nothing. All it says is mascot challenge.
First thing that comes to mind from Stephen, Nebraska, Creighton.
Oh, the Blue Jays.
Yeah, there you go.
Blue Jays. All right. That's not bad.
Yeah.
How about...
I used to know these. Now I got it.
Right?
I don't think I know
I'll
them
give
like
you some,
I...
I'll throw some cupcakes
I don't think I knew
first.
Them like I used to, man.
How about Stanford?
That's the Cardinal.
Okay. Boom. There you go. 1 for 1.
Okay.
3 strikes and you're out. We'll go that way.
Yeah, we'll stay right there. California.
Golden Bears.
Okay.
Is it Golden Bears?
Yeah.
Yep. How about the Pepperdine?
The big wave.
Is it big? I think it's
was a green wave. No,
no,
that's,
no, 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 don't say.
No, don't say.
I don't know if they're big.
No, let's see.
I think they're the waves.
Oh, the way just the waves. Okay, that may that makes sense then. The Pepperdine waves.
Which I'm gonna give you. You got it. That's a right one. But I think they're just the waves. Let's see. We're doing a spell. We're doing a fact check live on the Doodoo and Foo show. I could be wrong.
Beautiful campus, but well, I saw the outside of that campus anyway. It was.
Well, speaking of Tayshaun Prince, his brother Tommy played for me in the, you know, semi-pros. He played at Pepperdine.
Well, he played. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
And what's her name?
Yep. Go ahead.
Waves?
Yeah, Waves.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Yeah, played there. Yeah.
Who's that?
The girl of the coach. The one who plays pro overseas that comes all summer.
Oh, yeah.
Ty Lynn.
Yeah, she Coach lights Ty it Lynn. Up, man. She can light it up. Yeah.
She's from Pepperdine.
Yeah.
And then the one girl that comes every now and then.
Yeah.
A little bit bigger girl that just is ridiculously good. She went to Pepperdine. All right, you're up.
Oh, I'm up. San Jose State.
Ooh. I know this isn't the answer, so I'm not saying it, but I hear San Jose, I think Sharks. San Jose, oh, I can picture it too.
Picture the colors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to double check, make sure I'm right on this. Yeah, I know. I'm right.
And you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? I just took a picture of their t-shirts. Their women's basketball just did a thing with the Valkyries.
Right.
And I love the picture of their t-shirt. It was in like an outline of California with their logo in the middle. Hold on.
Yeah. Picture the logo.
Oh, yeah.
Picture the head.
Yep. It's not the Trojans. It's not.
You're getting there. You're getting there.
Yeah.
There's a Big Ten team. Oh, wow. I don't even know if they're in the Big Ten anymore, the way these conferences. Yeah, that has that same nickname.
Oh.
The
hold on. San Jose State.
Mike Izzo.
Spartans.
There you
Spartans.
Go. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got when we get listen, when the show's over, I got to show you this. I literally just saved this picture to my phone. San Jose State. That's crazy. Yeah. All right, that was a good one. Let's go let's go Boston University. BU.
Terriers?
Yeah.
Boston Terriers. Right. Boston U Terriers. All right.
Get.
All right. I got to make sure I know. You're right. I got to make sure I know. Wake Forest. Don't ask me why that came
Deacons.
To my. There you go. I don't know why that came
Demon
to me.
Deacons. Now, here's a tricky one.
Yeah.
I think we talked about this in prior shows. You know where I'm going
with
this?
A couple of nicknames.
Georgia Tech.
Yeah, Georgia Tech, Ramblin' Wreck.
For football.
Yellow Jackets. Yeah.
I think it's those two.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, stayed in the ACC. Well, let's stay in the ACC. Let me think.
All right.
A new team to the ACC last year, SMU.
Mustangs.
There you go.
Is it? Yeah.
Yep.
Like sometimes I'm asking you, Mustangs? Yeah, Mustangs. How about Cal State Bakersfield?
Oh, shout out to Adrian.
He's trying not to look left.
It's over here. No, I won't. It's right behind me now. No. I was like, my phone's off.
That one's not fair. Shout out to Adrian.
No, you've mentioned it before, and I did see.
It's right behind you. It's been there for 51 weeks. No,
I'm getting used to the Instagram, by the way, I saw the posts of Adrian that you put up there.
She's doing great. She said, take me back, by the way. When I said, that's my dog, or whatever I put, she said,
that's
coach,
my dog.
Take me back.
Yeah. You put that's my with a dog emoji. Yeah.
Cal State Bakersfield.
No, I don't know. Where they at? Where they at?
Right next to you. Right there.
Oh, it's right here.
Yeah.
The Roadrunners. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Cool floor.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The blue floor, they're kind of like Boise State. They have a blue basketball court. So their colors are that blue and the yellow, awesome, but the whole court is blue.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, she's funny. Did you see what the girls did yesterday on Instagram?
With the tattoos?
Yeah.
I think I responded to that
did
one.
Did you?
Yeah, like I said, I'm getting used to the...
Okay, yeah.
It might have been that or the Bianca one that I...
Oh, it could have been Bianca.
I thought I responded to both. I might have messed that up too. I don't know.
But, yeah, Adrian said, Faith, why didn't we think of this? They're all upset they didn't do the tattoos. Oh, man, they got me good yesterday. They surprised me, although I knew something was going on. Trent had a look on his face. Suki's like, she was giving everything away, and then they all busted out temporary tattoos of my bald head on them. Hilarious. Absolutely. All right, so you got one strike.
Well, we've done a lot of California. Let's stay there. Cal State Irvine.
Anteaters.
There you go. Yep. Yeah.
My buddy Dave Korfman played
That's right. 7'1".
Another kid from Boston played there. Oh, man. I got to think of his name. He was one of the better players out of Boston. He went there. It was pretty shocking because he could have gone a little bit higher. Anyway, I will go. Let's go with UCF, Central Florida.
Oh, yeah. That's the... I see. Just like
you can get this.
Just like you had with the Spartans. I see that.
You can get this.
UCF.
What are their colors?
I know. I know.
Gold and black, right?
Yeah, and I see it right there in front of me too. I see the
You can get it.
I see the logo.
There's a connection to Vegas.
Yeah.
There's a connection to a Vegas sports team. I'm trying to give you the mission.
No, it's the Knights, isn't
the
it?
Knights, yeah,
is it just that's a flat,
I think it's
flat
just
out
the Knights.
Knights? Is it the Knights?
UCF Knights?
Okay.
Is I that believe what it so. Is? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Good one. All right, you're up.
Shoot, I had one. What was I going to say? I had. Shoot. UNR, Nevada Reno.
Oh, I should know this. How do I not know this? UNR.
Think of the team that you coach.
And not the Coyotes. The Wolves? The Wolves.
The Wolfpack.
The Wolfpack.
There you
Wolfpack.
Go.
Yeah. Wolfpack, yeah. Oh, that's crazy. Brain is officially fried.
That was when you go, not the Coyotes.
No, we're not there. Definitely not the Coyotes. Let's go... Let's go Texas Tech.
Rough Riders. No, Red Riders. Oh. Red Raiders. Red Raiders. Jeez, Red Raiders.
Got it on the third one. Rough Riders. Red Raiders. Red Raiders. Yeah. Good one.
Okay. Tulane. I almost
Green Wave.
I was gonna say I almost gave it away with Pepperdine. Yeah
Green
there
wave.
You go.
Green Wave. Green Wave.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. How about Harvard?
Harvard Crimson, I think,
yeah,
right?
Crimson.
Yeah.
No tide, just Crimson.
All right.
Harvard is Crimson. That's a good one.
Stick
good
with pull. The Ivies. Princeton.
I think, Tigers.
I think you might have known that was coming.
Princeton
with
Tigers.
Yeah.
Princeton Tigers, yeah. Is my guy Tommy Amaker still coaching the men's team there?
Yeah, I think
he
so.
He had been for a minute.
Yeah.
Former Dukie. Let's go. Let's try to go. Let's see if I can go Mountain West again. San Jose State. Let's go.
Yeah, I remember they were in the Big West years ago.
How about the Air Force?
Yeah, the Air Force. Yeah. I do know it.
You do know it?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. It's Mountain West. You got to know it.
Air Force. Oh, my gosh. The Air Force. It is escaping me, yes.
Uh-oh.
Might be strike two.
There's an NFL team with the same name.
Oh, Falcons.
Falcons.
There we go.
There it is.
Here we go. How about... Oh, shoot. I got to know... Oh, I got two schools in upstate New York mixed up here.
Let's hear it.
I think it's Cornell.
Cornell is the red...
You're right there.
Is it red something?
Yes. It's...
The big red.
There you go. Yeah, I was getting mixed up with the... With another upstate New York team, but you're right.
They were, actually called for Paige Grant a couple of years ago, Cornell.
Did they really? Wow, yes. That's solid. Because
she has, she's a 4.0 kid.
With the grades, yeah.
Yeah, grades, yeah. Yeah, Cornell. How about
the big red, yep.
Wyoming.
Cowboys. Let's go. How about, I don't know, so many colleges, right?
Yeah.
South Florida.
Ooh, UCF.
So South Florida University.
The Bulls?
Yes, there you go.
Bulls.
There you go.
I know they
I was about to double check myself on that, but yeah.
Nah, the Bulls. Yeah, yep. Got that one. Oh, that's good. let's go. How about Wichita State?
Yeah, the Wichita. Another one. I see the logo right in front of me. The guy there, Wichita State. Oh, gosh.
There it is.
Right? You see the mascot right in front of you. And when you say it, I'm going to go, oh.
Wichita State.
It's right on the tip of my tongue.
I'm hoping I'm right.
No,
I think I know.
No, I'm sure you're right. It's on the tip of my tongue. I almost want to say Hackers, but it's not the Hackers.
Close. Sounds similar, right? A little bit.
Shockers.
Shockers. There Shockers. It is. Got Jeez. It. The brain was going.
Man.
Shockers.
Oh, yeah. My turn.
Trying to stay young, keeping our brains active here.
Kansas State.
Oh, K-State. Okay.
K-State. Yeah, yeah. Either way.
You said it right.
Yep.
Yeah,
either way.
K-State is purple.
Yep.
And they...
If you can think of their...
Wow.
Think of their...
It's like a
logo.
Panther.
If you see their logo, I got to make sure I'm right. I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Right?
Yeah, if you can picture their logo...
I cannot.
That will give you the...
I feel like it's a claw. Is it a claw?
I think it kind of looks like it, but it's not that part of the body of, and I'll give you a hint, of the animal. It's not that part of the body of the animal. You're probably thinking it's a claw because it shows the tooth of the animal.
Ooh, you might be. You might. K-State woolly mammoths. No, I'm just kidding. K-State.
It starts with a W.
Wildcat.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot of teams have that.
Wildcat. Yeah,
there you go.
K-State
yep.
Wildcat. That's a good one. That's a good one. How about point guard from Bishop Gorman just signed here this morning? Texas.
I missed that. The Texas Longhorns, you're talking university? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who is that?
Aliyah Spate, from the point guard from Bishop Gorman.
Really? I didn't see that.
This year.
Good.
Just
okay.
Signed to Texas. She had LSU, Texas. Oh, she had it all. Yeah. She had everyone. She could have picked her school.
Yeah, yeah, good for her.
Signed
good
to Texas, the Longhorns. Congratulations, Aliyah Spate.
Say, shout out to her.
Known her dad, Kenny, for many, many,
Very
many
good.
Years. Yep. All right, let's go two more each. We're almost time
two,
to wrap it
two
up.
Two more
How
each,
about
okay.
That?
Let's go. Wow.
I might go JUCO on you.
All right.
How unfair is that?
Shoot. How about... Time's up.
Come on, coach.
I know. I just got to come up with the team here. Did we say Cal State Fullerton yet?
No. Fullerton is the...
Cal State? And I just remember. See, now I'm going back to the Big West when UNLV played all these big
Fullerton.
These Big West teams.
You know what's crazy? Cal State Fullerton. It's not the Spartans.
No.
That was San Jose State. Cal State Fullerton is an orange logo, and it's the Titans. Titans.
Cal State Fullerton Titans. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I just remember. I don't know why I'm going back to the Big West though. Remember the old Big West with UNLV played all these teams. Yep. San Jose State, Cal State Fullerton. Yeah.
Well, San Jose State followed them over to the Mountain West, but
yeah.
Fullerton, that's where CC originally went.
Yes.
And they're actually actively recruiting her now.
Yes.
And it's so funny. I'm going to show you again up here why it just popped into my head. If you had asked me that yesterday, I wouldn't have gotten it. but the Titans, yeah. Okay, let's go. Oh, man. Is it Cal State? Is it Santa Barbara?
Yeah, there you go. That's another Big West team that played that played UNLV way back when and followed them. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember?
The Gauchos.
Gauchos.
Yeah. Gauchos. We stayed in the Big West. That's funny. The old Big West. The old California Big West. State of California.
Air Force wasn't in the Big West, was it? The old Big
West? No, I don't think they were ever in the Big West. Yeah, no.
All right. I got one more I'm going to throw you. So you got one, I got one.
All right. So many teams upstate New York I want to say, but I don't.
Do it. Oh, you don't.
I'd have to look it up. I got one, but I have to look it up. I got to know it. I don't want to do that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the name of them.
Go ahead. I'm ready.
I'm pretty sure. Manhattan.
Manhattan is green.
Manhattan University. Yep.
It's a green color.
Yep.
Jeez. Manhattan.
Yep.
Not an animal, is it?
Green and white. It's a color. Right? I'll tell you right now, it's a color. It might even, hold on, I don't want to give it away just yet.
Manhattan. That's a good one.
The Manhattan. It's one word, two syllables. It's a stone, like a gemstone.
Emerald.
Emerald? The Jaspers.
Jaspers.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have got that.
Yeah.
I know it, but I would have never guessed that. All right, I'm going to wrap it up. Utah State.
I got the Utah State. Are they the Cowboys?
No.
It's flying around. Utah State, Aggies.
Aggies, there it is.
Aggies, yep.
Good stuff. Yeah, it's fun. My buddy Matt Zimmerman, who I've referenced a lot, I think he's got a little Rain Man in him. He knows every. Of course, we didn't bring up Southeast Oklahoma State. Savage Storm. I mean, how do you not bring that up? But good stuff. Still had a couple things to get to, but we are 54 minutes in.
Ooh, here we go.
Show.
Very good.
Good stuff. All right. I'm clear for next week, next Tuesday.
I'm good.
Good to go?
Yeah. We'll bring that up next week.
Yeah, I got a couple more. Yeah, some good stuff to bring up and see where the WNBA playoffs are. The Aces find themselves in an 0-1 hole with a four-time MVP, Asia Wilson.
Good for her.
That's crazy. She's status now. She's got to be in the
right there with Lisa Leslie, right?
She's got a couple of championships. Yeah. She's got four MVPs.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that next week. Yep. We'll see what the week looks like. And away we go. Until next week, thank you guys for tuning in. And we'll see you in 7 days.
Yes.
See you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.